So I'm chatting with Keith Savage from Buxton Film about a new season of screenings. Can you tell us what people can look forward to?
Certainly, Emma. We've got about 18 films lined up for the first 3 months of the year, and it's a whole mixture of things. I mean, when we're programming films, the first thing we look for is a good film with strong stories that have got the capacity to move people and to inform us in some kind of way. And that's probably exemplified very well by our opening film, which is next Monday on the 9th, which is I, Daniel Blake, Ken Loach's most recent film, which has won all awards all over the place for its storytelling and the impact that it has. It's a story of Daniel Blake is a man who's 59, had a heart attack. Following his heart attack, his doctor says he's not fit for work, but the Department for Work and Pensions say that he is fit, and it's about the arguments and tussles about the benefit entitlements and so on. I mean, other sorts of films we have a number of sort of films that were very popular, very successful in the cinema when they were released. Girl on the Train, which is an adaptation of Paul Hawkins' thriller. We've got that coming up in February. So the same week, we've got Bridget Jones's Baby. And then in March, we've got Benedict Cumberbatch in the Marvel Comics adaptation, Doctor Strange. So we've got those big films. But we also have a couple of films by some of the world's biggest or best-known directors. We've got the most recent Woody Allen film, Cafe Society, that's coming up in January. And the following week, we have the most recent film by Spanish director Pedro Almodovar, Julieta, which is based on a number of short stories. So we've got a whole mixture of things in the programme.
Yeah, so who actually gets to pick the films that will be screened then? How do you go about that?
Buxton Film is run by a small group of volunteers. It's a charity. There's six of us, sometimes there's eight of us. People that come to our screenings do suggest and recommend films. So, for example, in this next programme, someone specifically asked if we could show a film called One More Time We're Feeling, which is a sort of a documentary film about the musician Nick Cave. It's especially moving as a film because during the course of the filming, his 15-year-old son died, so that had an impact on the film. But someone specifically asked that we include that, and we were happy to do so. Otherwise, the group of us that make up the Buxton Film do our best going through film reviews, film magazines, listening to word of mouth, things that we've seen ourselves, to try to put together a programme that we think people will enjoy. And happily, there are occasions where some of the film companies help us out. So we've got a couple of films in the next programme, as it happens, both about young men with learning difficulties that the film distributors have helped us with. So we've got Life Animated, which is about a young man who is autistic, who learns much about life through watching Disney cartoons. We've got that coming up in January. And the last film of this present programme, which takes us up to the very beginning of April, is a film called My Feral Heart, a small British independent film, been very successful, in which the lead part is taken by a young actor called Stephen Brandon, who has Down syndrome, and it's about how he copes with his life after the death of his mother. So we've got, but the programme is put together in a number of ways, but we hope that what we end up with is something which people will find, as I say, interesting in the first place and enjoyable, but also will perhaps change their view of the world in some way.
And the films, where are they actually screened?
Well, it won't be long before all of our films will be screened at the Arts Centre behind the Opera House in St John's Road, Buxton. We've got two more screenings in the Pauper's Pit in the Old Hall Hotel, but as everyone's probably aware by now, that space will be lost to us at the end of January because of the Crescent redevelopment. So it's good news that the Crescent redevelopment is moving on, but it means that a couple of performance spaces are being lost. So from February onwards, all of the screenings will take place at the Arts Centre, and the Opera House staff and management have been very supportive and helpful in making sure that the space is available to us. They sell tickets through their website and so on. So the films are a sort of a venture that's between the Opera House and Buxton Film.